بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Once again, Allah gives us tawfiq and Allah gives us the opportunity to learn and study the beautiful lives of the best of Allah's creation after the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, whom are none other than the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. Abbad radiallahu anhu, being very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be designated to carry out very, very important tasks and taqazas of deen. There was a man in Medina Munawwara named Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, who was a senior and who was from among the Jews. His father had moved to Medina, wedded one of them, and he did the same, and he was considered part of the Jewish colony there. And he hated Islam from the beginning. And he made all out efforts to try and uproot Islam and extinguish the Noor of Allah Ta'ala, which is not possible. Then Badr took place and Allah gave the Muslims victory. This hurt him more. And what he then did was, he traveled to Makkah and he went to encourage the Meccans. Not only did he encourage them, but he started praising their leaders and he went house to house praising the Meccans and degrading Islam and the Muslims, and vilifying Muslims, and sometimes personally taking Muslim women's names, praising their beauty in poetry, which was something taboo, because poetry was the media of the time, and what was rendered in poetry spread fast like wildfire, because the Arabs were a people who were dedicated to literature, and language, and memory. And poetry was what they remembered, and news spread fast of the happenings through poetry. So he would go house to house doing this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu and said to him, this is a task of deen. Defend Islam from this man Ka'b bin Ashraf. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through wahi would inform Hassan radiallahu anhu of the whereabouts of Ka'b and who was hosting him, and Hassan radiallahu anhu would then expose them, those hosting injustice and those who are standing up for injustice. And at one time he was by Muttalib bin Abi Wada'a's house with his wife Atika. Muttalib's wife was Atika in Makkah, and Hassan radiallahu anhu exposed them, and they got very, very upset because now they're being exposed and their sinister plans against the truth is being exposed as well. So they had chased Ka'b away, and Ka'b went to other houses, and each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Hassan radiallahu anhu, and with wisdom he would render these words. Until Ka'b with disgrace had to leave Makkah after that. But he didn't stop his plans. He started attacking Islam and the Muslims, trying hard to destroy Islam. To such an extent until he reached a level that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Man li Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf? Who will sort out this man who has harmed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much and harmed the cause of Islam so much? And these Sahaba radiallahu anhum got ready to carry out this important task. Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu, Silkan bin Salama radiallahu anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu, Abu Abs bin Jabr radiallahu anhu, and Harith bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They went and they fulfilled this task. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ushered them out of Medina Munawwara. They went and carried out this task, solved this problem, protected Allah's deen, defended the deen of Allah Ta'ala, strove in Allah's path. They worried about it so much. It's reported in the hadith that Muhammad bin Maslama, out of worry, that I took this task for deen, will I be able to fulfill? He stopped eating. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. What's the matter? Everything is okay. Why are you suffering like this? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I am worried. Will I be able to fulfill? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you play your part. Allah will fulfill at your hands. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged them. And they went. And alhamdulillah, this task was fulfilled so and accomplished so well. At the end, Harith bin Aus was badly injured. And as they returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees their faces and he was so happy. He says, Aflahatil wujuh, successful are these faces. And he made dua for them. He gave them duas. He welcomed them. He was informed of the injury of Harith ibn Aus radiallahu anhu, and instantaneously Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him duas and he was cured. And like this, this is to show how close was Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would carry out these important tasks for the deen of Allah Ta'ala and for the defense of the deen of Allah Ta'ala.
how despicable was Ka'b was even when the group went to him and asked him for a loan. He said, I cannot just give you a loan. Where's the mortgage? You have to, you know, when will you pay me back? They said, we will pay you. And this is when we'll pay you. He said, no, I want some mortgage. And what I want as surety is your women folk. Leave your women folk by me and I'll borrow you the money. And I'll enjoy them. And in that, when you come pay me back, you can take your women folk back. That was how despicable was the nature of Ka'b bin Ashraf. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala sorted him out through Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu and his jamaat. Now, Abbad radiallahu anhu strove his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala all along until the reign of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, where he was ready for every task of deen. And under Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there was a time where people had lost their iman. Allah Ta'ala save us. That's how an environment can affect a person if one does not protect their iman. Iman has to be protected. We have to protect our iman. We have to preserve our iman. Like clothes, to become clean, effort needs to be made. For it to become dirty, it just becomes dirty like that. So we have to make an effort to keep our hearts clean, to preserve and protect our iman, to keep it intact. A beautiful garden, neglect it. What happens after 6 months? From a garden that was beautiful, it becomes a bush, an infestation of unwanted creatures. So that's what happens to the heart when we stop the effort of iman. Now that time, there was these who were murtaddeen, who were fighting against the deen of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on different expeditions. And under Khalid radiallahu anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu strove in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Like his brother in the previous time we discussed, Abu Hudhayfa bin Utbah radiallahu anhu. And they went in Allah's way. And he wasn't just a scholar of the Qur'an, but he was a great warrior for deen. He was brave. He was courageous. Rafi' bin Khudayj radiallahu anhu. Great sahabi, very, very brave. Rafi' bin Khudayj, you should remember him. Rafi' radiallahu anhu says that I saw Abbad radiallahu anhu, in spite of his injuries and his wounds, big-sized people would challenge him and he would get up and go for them. One man calls him from one of the tribes of the Banu Hanifa, the Murtaddin tribe. Ilayya ya akhal Ansar. Come to me, O Ansari. I'm not like the other Arabs you've met in the other battles. Come. And Abbad radiallahu anhu, in spite of wounds being abundant throughout his body, went for him. And the both of them struck each other. And alhamdulillah, Abbad radiallahu anhu's blow had an impact on his foe. And alhamdulillah, this man's legs were cut off from his shin. And he left him. So this man says to him, please, O noble man, finish off your opponent. And he went back and finished him off. And like that, one after the other, he conquered and he defeated. And Rafi' radiallahu anhu says, with such bravery, in spite of his wounds, he strove. And many who were defeated and were badly wounded and were conquered from the enemy would say that Abbad radiallahu anhu it was who defeated me. And it was him who announced and encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, saying, احتموا جفون السيوف وتميزوا من الناس. He would say, now remove your sheaths and show yourself, prove yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Differentiate yourself. Don't leave the task to the next. Each one must say, I am prepared to do. Don't say someone else is doing so I can sit and I can step back. Abbad radiallahu anhu would say this. But in Arabic, it's very, very eloquent. In English, you need many, many words to explain it. وَتَمَيَّزُوا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Show yourself for Allah. And he would say, come, O Ansar, come this side. And Muhajirin were one side. And each banner, so that no one could become lackadaisical and say that someone else is doing. And like that, 400 got ready with him in this battle of Yamama against the Murtaddeen and the false apostates, false prophets. Leading them was Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, Bara bin Malik radiallahu anhu, and they strove right in front of the garden in which the enemy took, refuge in, and he strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. And there it was where he became shaheed, It is reported by Rafi' radiallahu anhu that there were so many wounds on his body. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he says there were so many wounds on Abbad radiallahu anhu's body, that I could not recognize his body. It was unrecognizable. There was just one mark on his body through which I recognized him. He was loved by the Sahaba. He became shaheed in Yamama, next to his brother Abu Hudhayfa, and next to Salim, Mawla Abi Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. The three of them passed away near each other. And they were very, very close in this world. Allah kept them together in this world and the next. Abbad radiallahu anhu was so much revered by the Muslims throughout our history that even Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to name their children after Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu. That's how he was loved. Zubayr bin Awam, Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu's son's name was Abbad. Abdullah bin Zubayr, the Sahabi, had a son, he named him Abbad. And he says, this Abbad says, this Tabi'i, مَا سَمَّانِي أَبِي عَبَّادًا إِلَّا بِهِ بِعَبَّادِ بْنِ بِشْرٍ الْأَشْهَلِ. My father named me Abbad after the great Sahabi, Abbad bin Bishr al-Ashhali radiallahu anhu. What a meaning, what a name. The one who devotes his time to Allah. The one who worships Allah ardently with devotion, a devout worshipper. Allah give us tawfiq to worship Him profusely. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the beautiful Sahaba radiallahu anhum's lives and love them and learn about them and share their incidents amongst humanity. Allah give us the sweetness of salah like our hero Abbad ibn Bishrin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's an amazing hadith this Sahabi radiallahu anhu narrates. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'shar al-ansar, antum ash-shi'ar wal nasu dithar. فَلَا أُوْتَيَنَّ مِنْ قِبَلِكُمْ. O Ansar, O the Ansar, you are my inner garment, that vest that touches my body, that is you. You are equated to be the closest to me, and everyone else is the outer garment, the shawl and the cloak. So Ansar, you are so close to me. فَلَا أُوْتَيَنَّ مِنْ قِبَلِكُمْ. I never ever want to be harmed, or hurt, or attacked from the side of you. What that means is, if someone little distant from you hurts you, you can tolerate it and you can still carry on. But when the closest of people to you cause any takleef to you, that is unbearable. This is how close the Ansar were to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this to the Ansar, and who is the narrator of the hadith, and part of the addressees of this hadith is none other than Abbad bin Bishr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He became shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala when he was just 45 years young. Striving in Allah's path. Let us send Isalu Thawab and let us ask Allah Ta'ala to accept us for the effort of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and let us share the deen of Allah. Share Allah's deen. Because through Sahaba, deen reached us. Through us, deen has to go to humanity. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.